This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
What would you do if your online store converted 36% more shoppers? You could take 36% more vacation.
Another pina colada?
Yes, please.
Open a new retail location with 36% more square feet.
Fantastic.
Hire 36% more help.
You're hired and you're hired.
Shopify has the world's best converting checkout, up to 36% better than other e-commerce platforms. What you do with those extra sales is up to you. Switch to Shopify today at shopify.com/setup and get a $1 trial, shopify.com/setup.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, sometimes we think we can handle the strange and unsettling until it hits us right square in the face.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you very much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call it in at 855-853-4802. You can also write it in. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, if you would like to be a premium subscriber, you get the advance episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials, and you can sign up through Apple Podcasts, try it 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, how's everything?
Well, everything's pretty good. Hey, this is interesting. This handle the strange until it hits us in the face. Now, I have to hear the story to hear about this hitting in the face part of it. But I was, when you said that, I thought, do I think I could handle something? I'm not sure I would say yes. Right? Like if you say, oh, sure, whatever, there's a paranormal activity in my house, that in the house, I could handle that or whatever. I'm not sure I could say that.
You know, it's interesting because I've talked to so many people who are like, yeah, I can deal with that. And I'm like, that's so weird. Like I was talking to this woman and she said, but they're not going to hurt you. And I'm like, but they scare me. You know, it's like hearing a sound in the middle of the night. That's scary to me. Well, yeah. Especially living by yourself, you know, because it's like my first thought is always intruder or a raccoon or something has entered my home.
Yeah.
Which I'm not like an intruder and raccoon don't really compare, but I find them both terrifying in the middle of the night because raccoons are big.
Well, yeah.
Because I saw one on my patio the other night, and it was big. It was
they can be mean if they feel like they're being threatened.
They are cute, though, those little faces.
Yeah, but I was just thinking about that. Like, and maybe some people just like the thrill, and that's it. But when somebody tells me that, oh, yeah, no big deal, I could live with that, I think, but have you ever?
Yeah.
And maybe that's the difference, too. In some cases, you and I have lived there.
Uh-huh.
And it is not fun.
Yeah. You know, I was talking with the other night, Eric from Central Illinois. He's been on this show a number of times. He's left a lot of stories over the years. So he and I did an episode of the Grave Talks, and we had that discussion about what it's like to be interested in the paranormal versus like you and me who grew up with it. And so it wasn't like, yeah, we're interested in it because we experienced it as kids. Mm-hmm. So I think that kind of sometimes gives you a different perspective. And for me, it makes me not want to experience it again. Now, does it happen? Yeah, it's happened to you and I kind of throughout our lives. But I don't want to live in a haunted house.
And I think the other thing is like a truly haunted house where things happen and you live on the edge every day, you know, feeling like either A, something's watching you, or B, something's going to happen. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a level of intensity. I don't think you realize, like, it's a heavy weight. And oftentimes, well, I shouldn't say oftentimes, I can't speak for everybody, but in the house that we grew up in, it was dark and it was a heavy negative feeling. And to live with that heavy negative feeling day in, day out, every time you walk in the door home, like I just remember walking home from school, dreading it the closer I got with every step to mm-hmm. the house. Thinking, I've got to go home.
Oh, yeah. And, very unpleasant.
You know, and so I suppose it could be different in different places. But, you know, I know from my experience, it just really weighs heavy on you. And so leaving a house like that, you know, I've just felt so much better. So when you say, oh, I think just from my experience, if they said, yeah, you could buy this house, it's a great house or whatever, but it does have these, you know, paranormal things going on, I'm not sure I would just dive in knowing that ahead of time.
No, deal breaker.
Because of the way you have to live.
Uh-huh. No, I get it.
Now, have I lived in haunted places since then? Yes, I have. And probably you could say the building in Iowa, I could have assumed maybe had things going on in it. But I was really drawn to it for some reason when I got it. And I'm glad I did. It was the building is very close to my heart. And I don't think I felt the heavy weight and negativity that I did in that other house. So I don't know. Now I would have to really double, triple think that whether I would really just go in head first into a house that I know had activity.
I wouldn't buy it. My God, being a homeowner, I've experienced it. There's enough other nightmarish scenarios that can happen that aren't even paranormal.
That is true.
Yeah. That is true. So then you got the paranormal and nightmarish shit going on.
True.
So here's the story. It says, I was around 17 when my family decided to build a house in Spokane, Washington. It was 1976, and our house sold so quickly that my parents ended up staying at a hotel downtown with my younger sister, while my brother and I got to live rent-free in a small, older rental home on the north side of town until our new place was finished. That is the most unusual family setup I've ever heard.
I know. I was thinking that, too.
Like, I would be like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? Kathy and I get our own small old rental home? Sign
me
up.
When you're 17. Yes.
Well, and it's just funny because even if the little small house was two bedrooms, it seems like you would make it work as a family. Like, okay, you're going to be sleeping in the living room. You two are in that bedroom.
Well, there must have been extra information yeah. we don't really know about.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, naturally, my brother and I were thrilled, two teenage guys on our own, no parents and no rent. My God, yes. This is like a dream come true. The home itself, though, is definitely past its prime, probably built in the 1940s. It was a single story, except for a dank, musty cellar. We threw a few parties down there, and an attic reachable by steep, narrow steps. I claimed the attic as my bedroom right there. Okay. That seems like a bad idea. Oh, next sentence. Looking back, that was my first mistake. Spokane summers can be scorching, and the attic was like an oven with no air conditioning. At 17, I figured the cool factor would outweigh the heat. I was wrong. Still, I hauled all my stuff upstairs, including a Kachina doll. It's like K-A China. Kachina.
Uh-huh. I know exactly what he's talking about.
Kachina doll my brother had given me a few years earlier. Now, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. A Kachina doll, for those unfamiliar, is a Native American figure often painted with carved or attached features that make it look part animal or bird. Mine had a bird-like head, bright colors, and was posed as though dancing with a drum. I'd owned this doll for a while, and nothing weird ever happened until that summer. One night, sometime around 1 a.m., I jolted awake. Instead of the usual faint glow from a street lamp outside, the entire room was drowned in a pulsating lime green light. I couldn't see my bed, the dresser, nothing but the surreal glow. Naturally, my first thought was, what on earth is causing this? Then I turned my head to the left, and there it was, the Kachina doll. It was glowing, actually pulsing, like some eerie green beacon. Fear flooded me, and I seriously considered screaming for my brother, but I held back, too afraid of drawing more attention to myself. Instead, I slowly pulled the blanket over my head, tucked beneath it as tightly as I could. And did I mention how hot it was up there? Sweating bullets, I lay there, heart pounding, whispering prayers. The Our Father, a few Hail Marys, anything that felt like it might offer some protection. Eventually, I must have passed out from exhaustion. When the morning rolled around, I wasted no time telling my brother what had happened. We carried that Kachina doll out to the yard, soaked it with gasoline, and set it on fire. For a moment, I watched the flames with satisfaction, wondering whether it was the doll itself or something else in that old house that had used the doll as a conduit. I never really knew the answer, but my brother and I still talk about it to this day. I've experienced unsettling moments in my life, but nothing has ever matched the feeling of that lime green glow in the middle of a sweltering attic night. To this day, I'm not sure if I destroyed something that was evil or just a bystander to something else entirely. All I know is I never saw that light again. That's from Jim. That is really weird.
Well,
and since it seemed to be generating from that, yeah, you'd think, but he didn't say how long he'd owned it before. You think he'd had experiences with it before.
Well, you would think, but, you know, it could be that just there, it was like a, you know, a coming together of many different elements that brought that on that one night. You know, you don't know what all takes place to make something like that happen. So, you know, but I'm going to say, I think it had to have been the doll, because once they burned the doll, it seemed like that was it.
Right.
He doesn't go on and say, oh, I spent several more nights with these things happening, or later we would hear doors slamming and this happening or whatever. There doesn't seem to have been additional activity. It was just that one thing. And when they got rid of the doll, that seemed to be it.
If that would have happened to you and say, like, I gave you a Midge doll and you had it in your room, and one night you woke up and it was this pulsating green glow coming from that doll, would you burn it, the doll? Like, would you do what they did? Because they felt very strongly about it, obviously.
Before I burned it, I would check on eBay what it's worth.
Oh, and, yeah.
And then maybe put it, post it and say, does come with some, you know, activity and, you know, full disclosure.
That's a really good idea, because there's somebody out there who collects haunted objects. They would love it.
Right.
You'd get rid of it and make some money at the same time. I like your thinking.
I mean, that's what I'm thinking. But, you know, it's just an idea.
I've just never heard of anything quite like that, to wake up and it's like you're in some weird disco or something.
Yeah, that's what I kind of got the feeling, too, was some sort of strobe light that was going on, which is very weird, but the doll seemed to be at the center of it.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's a good idea that they got rid of it.
I think it was the doll. I think it was the doll.
Because nothing happened after that.
Yeah. Though I might have sold it.
But then you got to have it in your house while you're trying to sell it. Certainly they had a garage or something you could put it in for a while.
Well, here's the thing. They had the dank basement. I'm just quoting Jim on that it was a dank basement. I would have just hauled it right down to the basement. It could strobe all night in the basement, and I would be, none the wiser.
Y'all can have your weird ghost raves in the dank basement.
That's right.
Well, so let's go to this caller. Here we go.
This is Kelly from New Jersey. I've written into this story before, but I figured I'd give it a call. So I'm telling you about my childhood home where my mother had a very interesting experience. So when she first married my father in 1985, they moved into my father's family home. It was previously owned by my grandparents and my great-grandparents, and they sold my family for a fair deal. So one day, Mom is down in the laundry room after a discussion with my father about whether or not they were going to continue living there. Mom kind of wanted to get out of the city, Dad wanted to stay, so she was in a bit of a huff and kind of indecisive about if they, you know, wanted to raise a family here. So Mom went downstairs and was loading clothes into the washing machine when out of the corner of her eye, she sees a gentleman in a white dress shirt. It was very distinct. She saw buttons, she saw the starch lines and everything, and by the time she turned to look, he had disappeared. Well, she thought that was strange, but she wasn't going to tell her new husband that she was seeing ghosts and seemed crazy. So she went on with her day, and later during the week, she'd see shadows out of the corner of her eye dart past in doorways. She'd see things moving, and as they continued talking about the moving process and whether or not they were going to stay, you know, this went on and got more, you know, more frequent. So one day, she and my father are sitting at the dinner table, and all of a sudden, a shadow goes by, and they both turn and look. And he goes, "You saw that too?" So they've both been seeing the same thing, but have been too afraid to tell each other. Well, shortly after that, they went to a family party, and my father's cousins were talking about my great-grandparents. And one of them said, "Oh, you know, great-grandpa used to go down to the laundry room to smoke. It was the coal room then. Grandma didn't want him smoking around the furniture, getting the smell into things. You know, he'd always go down there right after work wearing his white dress shirt." And my mother was floored. I mean, she just got affirmation about everything she'd been seeing and realized that my great-grandfather is probably the one haunting the home. A little while after that, my parents decided to keep the house, as that's where I grew up, and everything stopped. So it looks like our relatives just wanted them to keep our family home. Anyway, that's it for me. Thanks for doing what you do, guys, and keep up the good work. Take care.
So that's an interesting thought, that they just wanted them to keep the family home. And okay. I kind of get that, too.
This is the conversation we just had. If you knew a house was haunted, would you go ahead and buy it or stay in it? Right?
See, this is a little different scenario, though.
She knew.
Yeah, but if you know that they're your relatives, does that make a difference?
I'm not sure it would make a difference to me. I don't know that I want to live looking over my shoulder all the time.
Well, and I don't really want to be watched in all my day-to-day activities by my great-grandfather, my husband's great-grandfather, whoever it might be.
You know already it's haunted, but then it stopped, apparently.
Because they kept the house.
Interesting. Huh. So many dilemmas when you go to buy a house that has, you know, activity going on in it. Should I? Should I not? Maybe I'll buy it and they'll be happy and quit.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll buy it and it will continue.
It's just interesting because that is a little crapshoot, to be honest, because if I had seen something in a house, even if it is my relative, my husband's relative, we think it's him anyway, I wouldn't think the activity's going to stop.
See, I
would just assume it's going to keep going. So therefore, me, I wouldn't have bought the house. I'd have been like, okay, if you can disappear and never show yourself again, I'll consider buying this house.
But, you know, there's no, you know, guarantees that it wasn't just going to continue on and on and on. So I'm a little surprised that they went ahead and bought it, because to me, that just seemed like a strong possibility.
But don't you think the grandfather is like, okay, they bought the house. You know, he's very attached to the house. I can now go to the light, rest in peace, whatever it is you do, because the house is in good hands.
It sounds like that's what happened.
Yeah.
And I'm glad for them that that's what happened and that they were able to, you know, go on and enjoy the house and everything. You know, there was an interesting twist that was brought up in this a little bit that I think is something that a lot of people that are sensitive live with. And that's, you see things, but you don't say anything about it. And apparently both her mother and father were seeing things, but not telling the other one.
Exactly.
You're afraid to say something.
You don't
want to
be judged.
Reason.
Yeah.
You don't want to be judged. You don't want, you know, for whatever reasons that, you know, you don't want them to be afraid. Maybe you don't want them to know that, you know, you don't want them to think you're crazy might be the number one reason, but there could be numerous reasons, right? But how many of us live our lives carrying these secrets?
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't want to be judged about it, or we don't want to give somebody information that might upset them, you know?
And we don't, you know, because it's like, they're going to think differently of me. They're going to think I'm crazy.
Right. Right.
And you know what you see.
And I think there's a lot of that, you know, it's kind of nice on this show that I'm able to come on. And when I have something happen, like the other night we were talking about, you know, I heard someone call my name and I got up and I went looking for him. And, you know, it's nice to be able to say that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like in this crowd, everybody goes, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. That happened to me the other day, too, or whatever.
Yeah.
It's nice to have that. So I'm glad we have this, you know, channel available for people to put that information in. I think it's interesting also in this story is that the mother got really tremendous validation from a outside source at a completely, you know, outside party, just came up, this cousin talking about the grandfather and just describing exactly what she experienced.
Which would be so strange.
That is exactly who I saw downstairs, looked exactly like that, you know. So there was a big validation in the story.
Mm-hmm. But I love that they kept the house and it all stopped. That was a gamble I don't know that I'd have taken.
And it was a gamble. Uh-huh. You're absolutely right. That was, I don't know, I would have not ever thought it would have stopped. I think,
exactly.
I guess in my, I would have assumed that you're buying ghost and all.
And like, okay, so he's dead. What was he like? Is he going to judge me the whole time I'm living here? Is, you know, like, if it's not up to his standards, is he going to tear it down?
Like, he seemed very aware.
Yeah.
Of the surroundings. So,
but apparently it's like, it's in good hands. He does this and he's gone. Okay, yeah. I'm off.
Well, I'm glad it worked that way for them, and you know,
me too. Because I think I had a happy story, and the family house got to stay in the family.
Yeah.
So if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, you'll get advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials. Sign up today through Apple Podcasts or go through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino,
the social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.